Well, that school bell tells us it's time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School. This is class session 475. And when you hear that bell, I want you to think, I need to go get my Bible, and I'm going to follow along as he reads from his Bible. Now, you'll probably have the King James Version or maybe some other translation. I'll be reading from the American Standard Version of 1901. But if you have a good translation, you'll be able to follow along very closely, and you'll be able to follow along easily with the King James Version when I read from the American Standard Version. We're talking about how God saved Israel at the Red Sea, and in just a few moments, we're going to read the song that they sang on the far banks of the Red Sea after the Egyptians had failed in chasing them, and that is found in Exodus chapter 15. So you'll be turning in your Bibles to Exodus chapter 15, and in a few minutes we'll begin the class. Now before we do, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And today we're going to begin in a Sunday school lesson that was written for the Sunday schools of January 27th, 1924, by E. A. Elam. And I'll read a little bit of where we were last time when we brought this Bible to a close. You see, the leaving of the children of Israel from Egypt as they cross that Red Sea, we read in the New Testament, they're baptized under Moses in the cloud and in the sea. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. And so this is a type of our deliverance from bondage of sin through Jesus Christ. And again, we're taught to be baptized. Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Mark 16:16. And to those who believe in Christ, and the Holy Spirit says, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. And so as the children of Israel left Egypt, the bondage of Egypt, to the freedom on the other side, they were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. That's what made the difference between them being in Egypt and them being free. And so that's what makes the difference in us being in bondage to sin and us being free in Christ. To the believing, penitent, praying soul, God said, "Now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on his name." Acts 22:16. And we read that he arose and was baptized, and he took food and was strengthened. Acts 9:18-19. When the Israelites obeyed God and following his guidance and were baptized into Moses in the cloud and the sea, it was said, "Thus Jehovah saved Israel that day." And when people now believe in Jesus as the Christ of God, repent of all sins, turn away from the world, and are baptized into the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit in obedience to God, he forgives their sins and saves them. Thus God saves people from the bondage of sin. This too is God's salvation. Jesus Christ is, unto all them that obey him, the author of eternal salvation. Hebrews 5:7-9. The shortest route to Canaan, and the one which did not lead through baptism unto Moses in the cloud and the sea, was not God's way. The promise of salvation from sin short of obedience to God in baptism through faith in Christ Jesus is not God's way. And it's not God's salvation to do it any other way. After obeying God as above came the song of deliverance. And after obeying God now comes the song of deliverance. The eunuch went on his way rejoicing, and the jailer rejoiced greatly with all his house, having believed in God. After Paul was baptized, he took food and was strengthened. Acts 9:18-19. Now, I want us to sing this song of deliverance that was referenced here. I don't think I did this in the earlier program. Well, yes, I see that I did. I had read Ephesians 15:1-19. So I'm not going to do that again on this program. I'll leave it there. And so you can read that song yourself. But I do want to do this. I'm looking at a little poem that is right at the end of this Sunday school lesson. It was written by George MacDonald. And let me read that to you. I said, I will walk in the fields. God said, nay, walk in the town. I said, there are no flowers there. He said, no flowers, but a crown. I said, but the frogs are thick and the clouds are veiling the sun. He said, but hearts are sick and souls in the dark undone. I said, but the skies are black, there is nothing but noise and din. And he wept as he led me back. There is more, he said, there is sin. I said, I shall miss the light, and friends will miss me, they say. He said, choose you tonight, if I must miss you, or they. I pled for time to be given. He said, is it hard to decide? It will not seem hard in heaven to have followed the steps of your guide. And so we need to follow the steps of our guide the way that Israel did. If you have your Bible still open at Exodus chapter 15, turn over to Exodus chapter 19. I turn the page in my little Sunday school book, and I see that the next class was for the Sunday schools of February 3rd, 1924, and the title of the lesson is What Israel Learned at Sinai. To introduce this lesson, I want to read to you from the Old Testament about Israel at the foot of Mount Sinai and the giving of the Ten Commandments. We'll begin in Exodus chapter 19, and we'll go on into the giving of those commandments in Exodus chapter 20, and we'll go as long as we have time remaining in this program. Exodus chapter 19 and verse 1 says, in the third month, after the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day they came into the wilderness of Sinai. And when they were departed from Rephidim, and were come to the wilderness of Sinai, they encamped in the wilderness, and there Israel encamped before the mount. And Moses went up unto God, and Jehovah called unto him out of the mountain, saying, thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now, therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be mine own possession from among all peoples, for all the earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Exodus 19 and verse 7. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and set before them all these words which Jehovah commanded him. And the people answered together and said, all that Jehovah hath spoken, we will do. And Moses reported the words of the people unto Jehovah. And Jehovah said unto Moses, lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee, and may also believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto Jehovah. And Jehovah said unto Moses, Go to the people, and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their garments, and be ready against the third day. For the third day Jehovah will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And thou shalt set bounds unto the people round about, saying, Take heed to yourselves, that you go not up to the mountain, or touch the border of it. Whosoever toucheth the mount shall surely be put to death. No hand shall touch him, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through, whether it be beast or man, he shall not live. When the trumpet soundeth long, they shall come up to the mount. And Moses went down from the mount unto the people, and sanctified the people, and they washed their garments. And he said unto the people, Be ready against the third day. Come not near a woman. Exodus 19 and verse 16. And it came to pass on the third day, when it was morning, that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mountain, and the voice of a trumpet exceeding loud. And all the people that were in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet God. And they stood at the neither part of the mount. And Mount Sinai, the whole of it, smoked, because Jehovah descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. And Jehovah came down upon Mount Sinai to the top of the mount. And Jehovah called Moses to the top of the mount, and Moses went up. And Jehovah said unto Moses, Go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto Jehovah to gaze, and many of them perish. And let the priests also that come near to Jehovah sanctify themselves, lest Jehovah break forth upon them. And Moses said unto Jehovah, The people cannot come to the Mount Sinai, for thou discharge us, saying, Set bounds about the mount, and sanctify it. And Jehovah said unto him, Go, get thee down, and thou shalt come up, thou and Aaron with thee. But let not the priest and the people break through to come up unto Jehovah, lest he break forth upon them. So Moses went down to the people and told them. Exodus chapter 20. And God spake all these words, saying, I am Jehovah thy God, who brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Exodus 20 and verse 3. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Exodus 20 and verse 4. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow themselves unto them, nor serve them. For I, Jehovah thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing loving kindness unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 7. Thou shalt not take the name of the Jehovah thy God in vain, for Jehovah will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Exodus 20 and verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do thy work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath unto Jehovah. And if thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy maidservant, nor thy manservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days Jehovah made heaven and earth and sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day, wherefore Jehovah blessed the Sabbath and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in the land which Jehovah giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. We'll continue this reading in our next class.